So as we've been mentioning, the Senate adjourned until January last Saturday after overwhelmingly passing a stopgap bipartisan bill that would extend both a payroll tax cut and unemployment benefits until February. It would also avoid cuts in Medicare payments to doctors. But today, House Speaker John Boehner said employers need to know what's happening with the payroll tax longer term, not just 2 months down the road.
We oppose the Senate bill because doing a two-month extension instead of a full-year extension causes uncertainty for job creators.
So House Republicans are threatening to vote down the Senate bill tonight. Gail Chadwick covers Congress for the Christian Science Monitor. Gail, for those, you know, trying to get on with their lives in the last month and maybe not following this, explain. You know, at first the Republicans said they were absolutely against any extension of the payroll tax holiday. Then they got concessions like requiring President Obama to make a decision on that pipeline from Canada to the Gulf. But now they want it to be longer than 2 months. What's going on here?
You're looking at the same story that's played out all year ever since the speaker took power with the help of 87 freshman conservatives, many backed by the Tea Party, which emboldened existing conservatives to take even stronger stances. And he's been negotiating with that ever since. And it always runs like this. Initially, they oppose him strongly in an embarrassing vote, and we all write stories that say the speaker can't control the freshmen. And then he goes into a closed meeting with them, and he says, look, we can't shut down the government. Look what happened to House Republicans when they first took back the House with Speaker Gingrich. We can't do that. And we can't let these tax cuts expire. The caucus thinks about it, and then they come out and vote differently. That may be the template this time as well. They're having a caucus meeting tonight and a vote. The vote, as the speaker said, will go against the Senate bill. The interesting thing is what happens after that. Does he continue along this line and persuade them that, you know, it's not a good talking point? We're concerned about uncertainty, and we're concerned about raising taxes when what you've done is create uncertainty and raise taxes. That's how it's going to appear to the average voter. It's a very tough point to sell.
Well, a couple things here. First of all, so it sounds as if, well, you say John Boehner got the tar kicked out of him in a conference call. Members were hearing from angry constituents, at home about this extension. They wanted it. So now it seems, are we missing anything? But it seems the only thing they really want is more of an extension. Now they're on the side of more of an extension. But Boehner says it's so that job creators can know what's going on. But as we understand the pay cut extension, it's not for employers. It's just for workers.
That's
in other
right.
words, they're the only ones who are going to get, have to pay less into their Social Security and their paychecks. It's not employers.
That's right. Here, you're seeing the weaknesses of the speaker's position right now. He's invoking what has been the standard Republican talking point. We don't want to create uncertainty for job creators. We don't want to raise taxes. But he's applying it on an issue where the apparent thing is raising uncertainty and raising taxes. So it's a very tough argument for him, and it's going to be tough for Republicans.
Well, and we hear that Democrats in the Senate are saying they're not going to come back if, for instance, the Republican-led House votes down the Senate bill.
Oh, everybody's going to look bad on this one because the Senate is not formally in recess. They're having pro forma sessions. The president said, we don't take a vacation until the job is done. The job's not done. It's going to be very difficult if the Republicans fail to pass this bill and then suggest going to conference with 2 weeks to go in the year, a little under the 2 weeks, for Democrats to say, no, we're not coming back. We plan to be out, and now we're going to be out. So, it's hardball. Both sides have strong positions. But in the end, approval rating of Congress has never been lower, and all members on all sides are hearing an earful on this one.
Gail Chadwick of the Christian Science Monitor on the debate over extending that payroll tax cut. Even as we heard from our first guest, Jeffrey Sachs, do away with it. We need to raise taxes. So a lot coming at us. Gail Chadwick, thanks so much.
You're welcome.